Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kenny. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields the ball and throws to Harden covering. Safe. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats John for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball towards left. May settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on May. Alou moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John bunts towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats John for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Kelly scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark pinch hits for Jim Harden. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Kloster now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloster fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kloster. Kelly moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Munson and he is out, Kenny applying the tag. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Munson and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. Michael hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Al Kloster. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Hambright now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Munson for a passed ball. Morales moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.